And that power, yeah, grasp that. God's also extreme in his holiness. You see, holiness is not something people want to talk about anymore. They want to talk about grace. And before I go any further, I'm here to tell you, there is nothing you've ever done. There is nothing you are doing now. And there is nothing you will ever do that the grace of God cannot forgive. His grace is greater than all my sin. However, once you have the power of God working in you, Scripture teaches that holiness is just going to be a result. And please understand, holiness has nothing to do with what dress you wear, or whether you cut your hair or not. You don't want to cut your hair? Don't. If I didn't cut my hair, you would all say, don't be quite so holy. Go get your hair done. You know, my father used to say, I don't understand this, but I'm going to tell you that I don't have a problem with makeup. As a matter of fact, if the barn needs painted, feel free to paint it. You see, and we have made up all of these crazy, crazy definitions of what it means to be holy. And when you get extreme in your pursuit after God, you won't have to worry about what being holy is. It will just come naturally. But please understand, it means simply this. I have chosen to be one of God's children. I am separate from all of that's going on out there. And I have chosen to just be available and separated and available for God to use me however he wants to use me. Amen. Amen. Now, let's see what Scripture says about holiness. Let's start with Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. We're going to look at some verses here. Revelation 4, verse 8. We're going to look at the second part of verse 8. Day and night they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Yes. You see, God was holy before anything was ever created. God is holy while everything is going on in this world. Please understand, God has not lost his holiness. And when we get to heaven, we will all be saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, great is the God, you are holy. Yes. Yes. You see, God is holy. Now, if you take what that means, God has set himself apart from everything else to set out to perform his will. And you know what? The wonderful thing is, he is not controlled by man. Isn't that wonderful? That we have a sovereign God who will listen to our prayers, who will work things out for our good, who will allow things to be accomplished in our life, but every bit of it will be according to his will and according to his purpose, and not because man is demanding anything. We will never demand a thing from God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Psalm 99:3. Psalm 99, middle of the Bible. You know, we could stand here all day and just talk about how wonderful the holiness of God is. Psalm 99:3, let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Oh, look, God is very, very worthy of us to praise his name, and he indeed is holy. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Now, what does that mean to us? We're made in his image. I don't know about you, but if I try to be holy on my own, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But I can tell you that with God in me and his power working through me and his grace flowing through me, it is something that I want to pursue. Now, let's look and see. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 10. No, I'm sorry. That's a misprint on the paper. I want to look at verse 14. Sorry about that. Misprint. I have to talk to the people writing these papers up. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You see, because holiness really comes by giving ourselves to God, being set apart for his work. That goes right along. It sounds very almost impossible right there, but it really goes along with seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's a holy life. That's what that is. Go to 2 Peter. It's right behind Hebrews, 1 and 2 Peter. I want to look at chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 11. 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. Verse 11 of chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. He's saying you just ought to live holy lives. You know, comes down to our pursuit, our extreme passion and pursuit after the things of God. That's all that is. One more verse I want to look at. Turn back a few pages to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 15 and 16. If any of you have done Evangelism Explosion, you know this verse. 1 Peter, therefore prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope extremely on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, So be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Yes. He's saying, pursue me with all your passion. Be extreme in it. And the result is you will be holy because I am holy. God is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
God is faithful. God is love. God is holy. But God is faithful. Isn't it wonderful to know that He is absolutely faithful?
Yes.
He cannot deny Himself. He is so faithful. He says, I am so faithful that it is impossible for me to be unfaithful. And I know there are people in this room who are counting on God being faithful. I am. I am all the time, right? I am counting on God being faithful. I cannot get through a day if God is not faithful. You see, I'm not. I've probably told a lot of people in this room I do something I haven't done. Sorry. Wasn't intentional, but you know what? There is nobody you know who is faithful. But there's nobody you need to be faithful in your life other than God Himself. You see, we need to understand that God, if He has promised you something, He will be faithful to the end. Let's look at some verses. I want you to go to 2 Timothy 2. We've been here before because I know we've talked about God being faithful. A lot of you probably have this underlined in your Bibles. But this is such a good verse, it's worth going to many, many times. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Here is a trustworthy saying in verse 11. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign. Yes. If we disown Him, He'll disown us. Yes. But if we are faithless, He will still remain faithful. For He cannot disown Himself. Isn't that wonderful to know that God is always going to be faithful? Oh, praise the Lord for that. That excites me. 2 Samuel. We don't go there very much. Let's go to 2 Samuel. It's in the Old Testament. It's behind Deuteronomy, Joshua, and Judges. And then you'll see 1 and 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22. Second Samuel 22. Probably, yes. Second Samuel 22. There's so much good stuff here. Let's start with verse 31. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. Praise the Lord. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. For who is God beside the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. God's way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord's flawless. Now, I started out this Bible study, if you remember, by telling me, use the word works. His word's flawless. Isaiah 55 says, my word will not return void, but will accomplish what it set out to purpose. Amen. And sometimes you need to just look at situations and say, you know what? This situation has got to bend down to the power of Jesus Christ who sitteth at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. This is not a situation that is going to have any authority. You see, God is extreme in keeping his word and being faithful. Amen. He absolutely is. So what does that say about us? Are we able to be faithful? Go to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, it's behind 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 5. Okay, I want to look at verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You see, when God becomes your extreme passion and you are filled with his power, being faithful is going to be one of those fruits that just comes out of you. You see, because it doesn't say the fruit of Georgia. It doesn't say the fruit of Crystal. It doesn't say the fruit of Cheryl. It doesn't say the fruit of Peggy. It says the fruit of the Spirit. It's the Spirit's fruit coming out of me, not my own. Isn't that wonderful to know? That we are not responsible for producing the fruit. Praise the Lord. But as we pursue him, as we are extreme in our pursuit of Jesus Christ, the fruit of the Spirit's automatically going to come out. You're right. Yes. Yes. And you know, Jeremiah 29, we've talked about that verse so many times, I can't walk around, sorry. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But you know what the next verse says? When you seek me with all your heart. You know what that is? Extreme seeking. Is this better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Don't know what I did. When you seek me extremely with all your heart, when you are seeking after me, you will find me. Praise the Lord. And you know something? He's faithful in that word. He will remain faithful to the end with every word of that. So, I want to finish this by saying, to every one of us, we're made in the image of God. Yes. We're all extreme. Some of us are extreme in our talking. Some of us are extreme in our cleaning our house. Some of us are extreme in our work. Some of us are extreme in our hobbies. Some of us are just extremely lazy. I said that to see if you were still listening. It was so quiet. But my challenge to you is to be extreme in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. And I promise you, when you seek him, you will find him, because he will be faithful to the end. Amen? Amen.